peel the tops off of your elements. And if you would, turn in your Bible. I just have a scripture for this morning. It's amazing. The first song they sang about being more than a conqueror, to Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 and 11. Does anybody remember what communion means? Common union, yes, common union. As that last song that they sang, it's just who you are. You're loved by God. That we would be in common union with who we are. We're so loved by God. And as Les invoked us to close our eyes and engage our spirit, I'm going to invoke you to the physical, to let's stand up and arise with our body to worship God in the physical and what He's done for us. This morning, as I was meditating on this, and God showed me, He sent His Son in the Old Testament as manna, the bread of heaven, the bread of life, to sustain the people while they wandered in the wilderness. To sustain them, to feed them, to give them food, to show His presence, to show them that there was another kingdom that would take care of them. That the miracle that came down as manna was Christ Jesus, the bread of life. Isn't that awesome? Awesome that He sent bread from heaven as a miracle. Jesus from heaven, He sent as bread to give us life, to sustain us, to show us a miracle from another kingdom by which we are to live. Amen? So, Father God, we take this bread and we break it and we proclaim. Say this after me. Father God, I proclaim Jesus Christ is my bread. He's my sustenance. He's my provision. He's the proof of another kingdom. I want to live in that kingdom every day of my life. And I take this and come in common union with another kingdom. With Him as my bread. In Jesus' name. In the New Testament, God sent Jesus as what? The Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word came. From the beginning, the Word was. And the Word came as what? Our bread. Our sustenance, a miracle from heaven. Amen. He came in the Old Testament as the bread, and He came in the New Testament as the Word of God, the very Word of God to sustain us. He sent His Word. I encourage you today, as we drink of His blood, to send the Word into your marriage. To send the Word, you become one in common union with His Word. His Word is peace and love and joy and happiness. To send the Word into your week next week. Prophesy what your week's going to be like. To send the Word into your jobless situation. To send the Word into a heart that may have grown stale and lost your passion. To send the Word as God sent His Son as the Word. And Revelation says, verse 11, chapter 12, this is communion. Verse 11. For they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the Word, the bread the word of their testimony. Jesus came to defeat the devil. And the verse before that says, and the devil is the accuser of the brethren's spirit. And then he tells them how to overcome, how to be more than a conqueror. You overcome with my blood and my word in your mouth. Everything I did for you. So, Father, we take this blood, the blood of the Lamb, who was a sacrifice for our sins. You know what this says when we become one with it? All my sins are forgiven.
I used to bow our heads.